Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I greet you all in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It is for me a great joy to be here this morning. There is a time your Pastor John was with me in my church. And there we had a great time of worship, praise and worship. But it was during a tough time. But even though, you know, the presence of God was with us. And it's really for me a great joy and a great opportunity to be here this morning. And thank you for him really accepting me to come. Just to see you and to tell you thank you for all, you know, what you are all doing, you know, in mission, supporting, backing us up and glorifying the name of God. You have the greetings of my brothers and my sisters, my family, you know, all people who knows, who knew our brother and who has been receiving, you know, all the gift you have been given. So, thank you very much. But before I go on, I just want to really acknowledge the presence of our Lord Jesus Christ. He's here this morning. His presence is here. His spirit is here. This is a living church. When he said that, when he said, you know, in the beginning that, oops, let me watch out. I have to be careful. You know, this is England, it's not Africa. You know, so I have to half pass. I have to stop, you know, 30 minutes. Yeah, please remind me. Yeah, I have to remind myself all the time, you know. Okay, all right. So I'm so glad, really. When he said that I'm used to a big congregation, I said to myself, no, I'm used to be where Jesus Christ is. Because he said two or three gather in his name, you know, he's in their midst. So this morning, you know, the Lord himself is here, the Holy Spirit is here. I just want to confirm you that, and you know it, but it's passing in our midst, and it's touching us, it's looking deep in our heart, he knows all our sorrows, he knows all our sadness, he knows every single thing we are concerned of, and he's just telling us, my son, my daughters, I'm ready to help you, have confidence in me. So this morning, no matter who you are and no matter what you are, no matter how heavy is your problems, just have confidence in him. Just have a soft ear and hear him and allow him to touch him. He's really to minister to you. No matter what, he has his ways and he can do it. So let his name be glorified. All right, then now I come back. Now I'll give you the greetings of all the children, the village, the children village kids. There we have about 500 children. You know, it's a place where your church, your pastor, and yourself has been blessing. You know, God just sent your pastor to us very miraculously. You know, telling him, there is an open door here. Please step in. And he did not hesitate. When he stepped in, he came back surely. He shared about you, about us to you. And maybe this afternoon you will see the PowerPoint. You know, God is using us to go into the poorest places. And I even want to say that even to the depths of Islam, where villages where there is 100% Islam, Islam faith. We will just go there, you know, and tell them, will you give us 20 to 40 children. We want to take them to a boarding school in Ouagadougou. And we will be teaching them, you know, educating them, giving them really a way of living who will be different than others. But above that, we will not hide that to you. We will be telling, you know, about Jesus Christ to them. Because you will not have to pay any penny. We just need your child to educate them. But because of the love of Jesus, only that we can do that. So we will be telling them about the love of Jesus and who's Jesus. If you agree that, give us your children, 20 children, free of charge. We will take them, you know, into a boarding school, and there we will make them leaders who will be completely different for our society, for our nations. And Muslims will give their children because, you know, it's just free of charge. But they forget that we are not kidding. We are just pounding Christ in them. All heartily. 5 o'clock in the morning, they all call. From 7 o'clock, you know, I mean from 7 years old. 5 o'clock in the morning, the bell rang. Every child has to get up. Go into the chapel. for the morning devotion. And the rest of the day, you know, there is some program, Bible study program, there is this. Everything they have to do is about God, about God, about God, about God. You know, children, they don't hide. We let them go back on Christmas break, on Easter break, and then summer break. So when they go there, they release their faith. They shine. They don't hide. They sing. They testify. They tell everything. So I tell you, because of that, we are opening churches everywhere. Because when the children tell to their parents, we need a church here. Because there, they're taking us to church. They're teaching us to sing. They're praying for us. If they pray for you, God will help you, Dad. Mom, you know that? You know the evangelic churches over there? When they pray, God hears their prayer. Don't you take me there to be prayed? Because I am sick. And the parents cannot stand. They have to listen. They have to believe. Because of that, God is glorifying his name. You know, and we are doing this and we can do that because there is other people back beyond the screen backing us, helping us. And this is the secret. God is there himself and God is using more people, you know, to fulfill his work. We are not doing it on our own. We are not by ourselves. We are not building a kingdom except God's kingdom. And I just want, on behalf of all these children, to tell you thank you for helping, for supporting, for the medicine you sent with the container, by the clothes that you are giving. I just want to tell you thank you. By looking at me, you are just, please, I understand or hear the noise of all these 500 children telling you thank you very much for helping us. Hear that, please. You know, hear their noise and receive their thanksgiving. Your effort and your help is not in vain. The word of God said, throw your bread upon the water, and with the time being, you will receive it. You will receive it because God is faithful to his word. Second thing, I want just to thank you very much, really, for supporting, sending the container. In fact, what I will show you, you know, we have 8 Bible schools, just the Assemblies of God, and they're all packed. Full, packed with people. But in any of them, we don't have anything like, medicine. You know, somebody has to be sick. We have to take him and the doctor has to do prescription. We have to go and buy for the medicine. And we don't have always facility, you know, to have medicine. But especially this last container that you sent, I told your pastor, John, that we need medicine for all the 8 Bible school. If you do that, it will be wonderful. And really, that last container who came was full with cough medicine and all kind of medicine. So we divided into 8 portions with the clothing and all this thing. So all the Bible school directors came and collected. Each person collected his part. And we just started in the 1st of November, the 1st of October. We just started the Bible schools. All is open. And now when the students arrive, they were just amazed because they have found that a clinic, just a small dispensary, has been built within which there is a lot of medicine. So right now, cough, you know, the air is fresh now. You know, that's our fresh, our cold weather, you know, so cold weather. But, you know, with the dust and all, people catch, you know, cold easily, coughing and all these things. This time, we don't have to be afraid. I know God is healing. You know what? God is healing. But we are still in our, you know, physical bodies, you know, and this is flesh. You know, and there is all kinds of things who can disturb this flesh, this body that you say. I know God is the Lord who heals thee, but we still have those small things who can disturb us. So on behalf of all the directors of all these Bible schools, hear me. If they could be here, you will hear them shouting and jumping with joy because you have put your hand, you know, to back them up. And they are just telling me again because I cannot keep quiet. They're telling me, please tell Reverend John, repeat it again and again. Send us 1 or 2 containers, you know, every year with medicine so that we may be able to take care of all these Bible school students who are packed in every Bible school. We don't have, I think the very least one will be like 150 students. They're all packed, you know, and we don't even have enough room for people accepting the call of God, saying, I will leave all and go. It's not only just, people who have no work. But no, even the government workers. even some army officers, some doctors, doctors and some nurses, they are just leaving their work saying, God has called me. I want to know about God and then serve him better. So all these Bible schools are packed. So I am praying that your pastor will have time next time he comes so that I may help you do a quick tour for him to visit all these Bible schools. But his time is always fast because he's very busy here. But anyway, even if it is two or three, this time you will be able to see. So to end, I just want, before I start sharing the word of God, I just want to thank you very much for your prayer for our nation. Because I know that you are following everything happening there. And this nation is quite a funny nation in the midst of Africa. And people are wondering, what kind of people is this? I know the day before yesterday, before I fly, the same day on Friday, we had a call for the American embassy, the evangelical churches. We came together and the embassy of the United States came and he said, well, I am just coming to get to know you more. I want to know more about these people, these Burkina people. I want to know who you are. I want to do a special study about you. We don't understand because there is things happening, in your nation. And if it was in other nation, it could be really caught and destroy completely the country. But we see that even though you are at the edge of blowing your country up, you get to come together again, work it out, fix it, and then start all over again. What kind of people are you? We want to know you, who you are. Tell us what is happening. How do you do that? So we had to share. I told him personally, I said, one thing. I know the gospel, first of all, has been brought by the American embassy in 1921. This is the first time, the evangelical churches, the Assemblies of God Church just came in this country with the gospel. That's the first time we heard, about the gospel, about the Catholic came, but it was just a kind of, all kind of belief, combined. But the true, clear gospel who came was in 1921 with the Assemblies of God. It's the Americans who brought it. Our parents took it. They believed in it. And they hang on it. And this is what they are passing to us, their children. And we are also passing the same thing to our children. We believe in God. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in his presence. And we believe loving him and loving our neighbor. We believe in all. And when you put your trust in God, God reveal himself. And we have nothing else to say except God is hearing our prayer and God is answering our prayer. People are just astonished because it's just a funny country. Your pastor can testify. He was there when it was really a chaos. And that moment, even me personally, I couldn't get out. I was locked in my place. And I was watching, my death. Somehow, I don't know how, but the country was just on fire. And your pastor was standing at the airport alone, standing there, no help, nowhere to go. And the airport was shut down. The only thing he could do is just to put his trust in God and relax and said, God, no matter what, glorify your name. I am here. And effectively, as I talk about God hearing us, I heard a call. From somewhere, from Bobo, telling me that there is somebody, standing at the airport that you need to go to help. And I was not expecting this call, and I couldn't even go. And the driver could not even take the car and go to fetch him. He has to take his moped to go to take him on the moped with his suitcase to come back. It was just a chaos. He saw it, he knows it, he can testify. I know he told you all about how it was a chaos, burnt one thing. He put his trust in God. And God turned the thing over. Then recently again, all these things happened again. We thought this time was the end of Burkina. And God again, straight his hand, changed the thing over again. So I know that this is not us only. All those knowing us, having us, the Burkina name on their board, even talking about us sometimes, or saying, God bless this country, we are giving this for this country. It is a prayer. It is a prayer. Just knowing this and writing it and talking sometimes about this country, it's a prayer. And God hear you. And God answer. And I just want to thank you very much for praying for our country who's still alive. Yeah, who's still alive. We're going in and out without any problem. And right now, we are just moving again toward the election on the 29th of November. And I believe that by God's grace, we will do it. It will happen. We will have a new government. And I believe that God's name will continue to be glorified. This is a country where God is using mightily. And it's a missionary sending church. We just send people in Chad. 12 couples. And I remember the day of the departure, they were there with the little ones, with the kids, and are praying for them, knowing that they're going to cross Nigeria. They're going to cross, you know, all the Bokum Aram place with all their families. They're going by car, 4 days ride, you know, by bus. They will be riding, crossing all this danger, going to Chad as a missionaries. Without help, without support, without nothing, except we told them, we may give you a plow. We may give you a cow. We may give you go and work as everybody live and tell about Jesus. Don't worry about your life. Don't worry about your problems. Worry about the lost souls. And he said, yes, we will go. While others are going to Senegal. So I believe that God is using this country, you know, preparing this country, you know, for his glory to send more missionaries. And you know what? Remember always, we cannot do it alone. God has his children. We are God's children. God is using all of us. We need your help. We need your support. This is how you can participate in mission. I believe that Jacob's Well is a ministry and your church, you know, that God has settled apart. And together, we can win this world. We can move. We can win souls for Christ. So anyhow, receive our thanksgiving and arise, you know, and move forward quick as possible, because the days is getting shorter. Jesus is coming back and many souls are, you know, dying in their sin. It's a shame. It's a pity, because not many people are sharing about Jesus. Not many people are not talking about him. We become too shy. It's a pity, you know, but those who are courageous and who want to do it, we need to back them up. And this is how we can be involved also in mission. So we praise God for Jacob's Well. We praise God for your pastor. We praise God for you. May God continue to use you and bless you, you know, for his glory. This morning, I want to share, after being in a tough time or coming out, you know, of a tough time, I was praying and asking God, what do you want me, you know, to share? Because, you know, when you have something like this, you know, you have to share. You keep all the way praying and saying, God, what shall I say? What do you want me to talk? And then you will have a message, and then you continue to pray. Then another message will come. And then after another message, then at the end of the day, you're asking yourself, but Lord, what do you want me to say? Exactly, tell me. And then I think very early morning, toward 2 o'clock in the morning, I woke up, you know, and the Lord just remind me, you just came out from tough time. I want you to remind my people that they are living tough time. And tough time is ahead again of us. Because God, Jesus Christ, warned his children about tough time. The way life will be, the way our world is going, you know, the way families, confusion, and all these things will be in families. I want you to back my people up and tell them and warn them. Tell them to keep turning their eyes into Jesus, because there's not a better world, you know, than heaven. There is not a better place to turn your eyes to than to Jesus. And then I said, Lord, but I have prepared several messages. He said, tell my children, warn them to wake, to open their eyes. And be ready, because there is not a better place except to turn your eyes and focalize your eyes, you know, on Jesus. Yes, those are words you know already. But the Lord wants us, you know, to come back again. This is why, you know, early morning I got this Psalm 121 that you all know. Just the first and the second verse we're going to read, you know, and go forward. Psalm 21, just the first and the second verse. I will lift up my eyes to the mountains. From where shall my help come? My help come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Hallelujah. My help, you know, come from the Lord who made heaven and earth. Father, I am just in your hands. And this is your people. This is not my words. It's your words. You want to speak to your people. You are here, standing here. I am just a tool. Use my lips. Give me the right words in English. Refresh, you know, my understanding, Lord. And let your anointing come so that your people may be blessed through what you want to tell them this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, we come through some tough time. And as far as we are on this earth, and we have our feet, you know, on the earth, this earth, we will always come through tough time. We have been living times that we have never seen before. And no one could believe that these things will come. But no matter how you pray, no matter how strong is your faith, no matter how powerful and wealthy you are, no matter how intelligent you are, tough times are ahead of us. If you believe in Jesus, if you believe in God, tough times will always come because we are humans. And no matter what, we have to cross through tough time. This is why sickness and death have entered some of our homes. And sometimes we can feel sick. Or sometimes we can even experience death. We see tough times. I remember sometimes I want to work, I want to go, and I have problems with my leg. Even though it's evangelism, even though I want to serve God, I have to lay down. I have to stay there. People have to come to visit me. It is painful. Sometimes you have a loved one who leave you suddenly and go to heaven. Those we are facing, those things we are facing all the time. Sometimes tough economical conditions, you know, as discourage us. And we see now nations running up and down. Leaders, presidents, you know, governments running up and down, knowing not where to go, what to do. They have to manipulate many things and make things happen. Tough times. And we Christians, we leave these things. We are not left, aside. We all have to leave these things. I know before I come, in my church, we have some people who build roads. We have some people who are engineers and doing this and doing that. Someday of them called me. He said, because of these problems, for almost a year, I have not been paid for all the work I have done. The government is unsettled and we don't know what to do and we are not being paid. And now we don't even have money to pay to our people. We have no money to live. Economically, they are in chaos. What can we do? I said, children of God, just open your eyes to Jesus. Don't do like the world do. Don't imitate the world. Don't lose your faith. Just open your eyes on Jesus. Stay there. Look at him. Until he said something. Until he do something. Sometimes as Christians, in our churches, the church attendance, you know, can decline. And we sometimes wonder what is happening. And this is what is happening for pastors. This is most of the tougher time for many churches. You know, the attendance is declining. Many people are there in the villages, in the cities, but very few are coming to church.
And even though those coming to church are just stepping, backsliding little by little. And for leaders who knows that the time, the coming of the Lord is soon. Oh, they don't know how to do. You have something good you want to communicate. But people don't understand. They don't take time even to listen to you. They are running after some other things. And you know that time is getting shorter and shorter. People need to repent. People need to give themselves to the Lord. And this is really tough time for those who believe that Jesus is coming. For those who believe that the end time is almost there. We need to repent. We need to hang on Jesus. We need to believe in Jesus. We need to persevere. And this is a very tough time. You cannot force nobody because they are talking about human rights. And you cannot even talk openly to Jesus about somebody. You cannot even press on for somebody to give his life to Jesus because of the human right. This is time, tough time, you know, for even men of God, servants of God. But we can lift our eyes, you know, for help. There is a place we can do that. I want you to believe in me, and I want you to believe in Jesus, that this is the key word God wants us to know, to remind us, to recall us. You can forget, you know, other things. But in time of danger, remember what God wants you to hear this morning. He wants us to remember that we can lift our eyes for help. There is a place that we can place our hope. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I am glad because he just showed that to me. You know, I'm so glad because these things become a reality to me. When our country was just hopeless, it was finished. The two armies was face to face, and a civil war was about to start. You know, I was in Niger on a mission. And I sent a word to all my church. And I said to the old church, the Assemblies of God church, turn your eyes to Jesus now. God can do something. It seems to be late. The army are face to face. And on the radio, they're giving warning to the rebels. Put your arms down. Otherwise, we are going to fire. And this war will never end. Your children and your little ones will be destroyed. Put your arm down. We are warning you one more. And it was just there. And all the church went, turned their face to Jesus. And they call upon Jesus. And immediately, we saw Jesus, God's hand, coming from above and stopping the sharing of the blood. Brothers and sisters, remember that. And God is giving me as an example the psalmist. He was in trouble. The Psalm 21 said that the psalmist was in trouble. Yes, he worried day and night. It was sleepless night. He could not sleep. He was there. He was worrying every minute, every time. He did not know exactly what to do. He feared that he was slipping into danger. He could see danger coming. There's nothing to avoid it. It was just there, like somebody sitting in the car, moving into an accident. You can't do nothing. You just sit there. You have your brakes. You have the wheel. But it's too late. You cannot do nothing. You could see the danger coming. But you know what? God can do something, even if you found yourself helpless. Well, one thing I know. When God speaks, you know, he speaks like God. Every time there is a message like that, God knows his people. And he knows the heart of everyone. So whoever has ear, let them hear what the Holy Spirit, you know, is saying this morning. So God doesn't speak blindly. He knows what he's speaking. And he knows that it is just the right and the perfect time of the perfect people that he's speaking to. So he's here and he's declaring these things. The psalmist, you know, he decide to look up to the Lord. There is a place at least where we can look up. And this is rejoicing my heart. This make me dance. This is making me jump. Oh, it's just wonderful because at least I have a place where I can turn my eyes. There is a place where you can lift your eyes, you know, and then ask for help. Even when everything looks hopeless, when it is finished, it's too late. Remember this word. There is one place left. Just turn there. The psalmist, what he did, he had a confidence in his heart that he has to look upon to his omnipotent creator. He believed that his creator is omnipotent. Poor Asaba, hallelujah. Listen to me. We have the same God. There is no reason things doesn't happen. There is no reason we call and then we end by failing all the time. There is no reason. There is no answer of our prayer. There is no reason because we have an omnipotent Father, Creator, God. And the psalmist turned to the omnipotent one. He had really confidence in his heart that he is the one who created heaven and earth. Go deep and think about heaven sitting in the air, not collapsing in us because the creator is holding it. Think of all the stars and the sun and the moon hanging up there and doesn't fall on us because somebody created them and holding them said, stop there, don't move. Think about this soil, the ground, the earth, created by somebody called God. And he put his limits and he said, you are here, stay there, firm for my people to use. Remember the one who created the water. Sometimes when I go to those living close to the sea, you know, I come from the Sahel. I don't have sea. We are landlocked. When I travel to the coast and I see all this water and I see people living there, I said, are you normal? There is something wrong with you. What about if this, you know, one day just come over you? You're dead. Come on. Leave this place and come inland. No, they don't move because they know that God give order to the water. You don't move. I created you. Stay here. Those are your limit. Those are your borders. Don't move until I give you an order. You know what? The psalmist knew is God. Listen to me, brothers and sisters. Know who is your God. Don't hesitate of his power. Don't hesitate of his church. As a church, know that you are believing an omnipotent God. You are praying. You are addressing all your prayer to an omnipotent Father. Yes, he is alive. No, and there is nothing he cannot do. No, don't limitate your God. Believe of his power. Believe that he is able. Remove every contradiction. Remove every word who goes against this. Remove them all. And said, I am believing in God who's able to do all. He's the one who created heaven and earth. He's the one who created me. He knows all my problems and there is not a problem who's too big for him. Whoever has ears, let him hear what the Holy Spirit is saying this morning. The psalmist decided to look up to his omnipresent Lord. Omnipresent Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, brothers and sisters, how wonderful it is to feel always his presence. To know that he is alive. When there is time is shorter, but anyway, when I goes back in 1979, I was about to come to England. It was impossible. For men, human speaking, it was impossible. I went to a bush where I was just projecting films. I was an evangelist that moment. And I was walking about 5 o'clock. In the afternoon, you know, the sun was setting down. I was walking, praying. So, Lord, it is impossible for men to do that. But I know that you are able. You are able. You are omnipotent God. When I was praying, I felt the presence of two people walking with me and telling me, you know what, son? God has heard all your prayer. You don't have to cry. You don't have to mourn. You don't have to, you know, to multiply your prayer. You know what? God has, he has answered your prayer. I could feel the presence of two people walking with me. I could not see them. I couldn't, but I felt their presence, and they were talking to me, and the sun was setting down, and I walked and I talked to them until the dark came. By the time I found that, I could not, I was far. It's when I look way up there, I could see the lamp that I was putting, that I put on with the generator, you know, shining far away there. And I had to walk in the dark back, by my light, go back, you know, to start my evangelistic meeting. Listen to me. There is nothing like it. When you are in deep problems, do your best. Believe, sit, or sleep quietly. Just said, Lord, you are omnipresent. I believe it, and you can do it. And I know that you will do it. You will deal with my problems. I am not afraid. When your pastor was at the airport, he was there alone. I tell you, that day it was not a joke. They were burning everything. Every car was burned. Every big building was burned. Even people, they were chasing people like rabbits, and they were just killing. You know, and your pastor was standing at the airport, knowing not that even somebody from Bobo called, and somebody was coming, you know, to rescue him. And he knew that, Lord, you are here. When he came home, I asked him, you know, how do you feel? How you felt? He said, I knew that God was with me. Even among the, I said, but all the hotels was locked. Everything was locked. Weren't you afraid? He said, I knew somebody was with me. God was with me. I'm omnipresent. Listen, I don't know what is coming. I don't know what you will be facing. Just relax. Believe like the psalmist. God is omnipresent. He is the one who promise, I will not leave you. I will not forsake you. I will be with you to the end of the earth. Lord, brothers and sisters, we have to look to the Lord, you know, who saves us. The Lord himself tell, you know, in Isaiah, they are calling the whole world, turn to me. Turn to me and I will save you. I will bless you. Just everybody turn to me. Have a confidence in me. He promised, you know, in Hebrews 13, that he will never leave us. He will never forsake us. If this was true with the psalmist, it can be true with you listening to me this morning. Don't think that you are a Lord who changed his mind. Don't think that God is stronger over there than here. Don't ever believe that God doesn't know your place, that he ignore where you are or ignore your problems and you are going to sink. You will not. He promised, and all his promises is yes, and we said amen. May the glory be to God now and forevermore. Father, I just want to commit this church into your hand. I want just to thank you very much for allowing me to come and see these precious people serving you. Lord, I want just to thank you for their pastor. I just want to thank you for the worship this morning. I want to thank you for the worship leaders. I want to thank you for the congregation. Wonderful people, Lord, who trust in you. But Lord, they want you to reveal more of yourself. In time of danger, in time of problems, Lord, we do pray that you reveal yourself during tough time, because this world is shaking and we are moving. You tell us in your word, in Matthew 24, Lord Jesus Christ, you remind us that the world will be shaking, the world will be in trouble, and even us believers, we will be really in problems. But you promise again that you will not leave us and you will not forsake us. I'm praying for more faith. I'm praying for more anointing. I'm praying for more courage. I am praying for more faith. Help us, Lord, so that, Lord, in midst of all these things, we may know who you are. We may see you. We may be able, Lord, just to say, yes, You are the Lord who saved us. We may turn to you. Blessed be the name of Jesus, and heal us and bless us and answer to all our prayer in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Amen. Thank you.